Welcome to Que Putas, where we question everything with no filter. Today is lunes. We are on a lunes. We're actually on episode 16. Nice. Yeah, we've talked for at least... No, every podcast hasn't been an hour, because I was going to be like, we've at least spoken for 16 hours. Minimum.
Give or take 15.
Give or take 15, yeah, for sure. Because, like, every podcast is, like, I don't know, 45 to...
Give or take
to 12. 12? Wow, you're going to take off... 4 hours?
Yeah.
Out of 16? I guess 15, 15, 15, 15?
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I see your math.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's hop right in. Today is Monday. We're starting off the week. Let's go. Positive note. Let's get our motivational / just brain-stimulating quote in. Let's do it.
Your only obligation in any lifetime is to be true to yourself. Richard Batch.
I Bible that completely.
Sorry, let you
You're good,
it.
You're good. Your only obligation in this lifetime is to be true to yourself. I feel as though that is something I have only recently learned, and I am trying to live by it now. Yes. To a certain extent, I mean, because it's also very difficult to figure out exactly who you're living your life for, because for a long time, everything that you've ever heard, everything that you've ever repeated, that's what you think you want, that's what you think you need, that's the option that you think you have in your life, you know? Mm-hmm. Actually, before I go on my rant, what is your view on it? Because I might shut down whatever it is you say.
No, why would you shut down what I say?
I don't know.
My view is that, yeah, you have to be true to yourself. And even though it's really hard to do that sometimes, you have to stay true to yourself. But I feel like you were on a roll.
Keep oh. Well, no, as in just, it's really difficult to, and the thing is, I know from experience, and I know you as well, like, we know from experience that it's really difficult to, like, figure out exactly, like, am I doing this for me? Am I not? Because you think that it's what you want until, like, something snaps or something kind of, like, is triggered and you're like...
Not what I want.
Shoot. It's not necessarily not what you want, because I'm not saying that I wasn't doing something that I didn't enjoy or that I didn't like or that I didn't think was a good option, but it's like, why have I come this far?
Am I doing it for me?
Like, because I'm not saying that they were bad decisions. I'm not saying they were wrong decisions. I'm not saying this is a good path to be going down. I'm pretty sure a lot of people would have liked to, like, reach the point to where I'm at. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, some people, like, actually aspire to be there. But I aspired to be there until, like, what, 3 seconds ago? And now I'm like, why am I actually here? Like, why is it that if I mean, at least I know for me, like, I said so many times, it's like, in another life, like, I would be, like, a journalist, or in another life, I would be, like, an artist. It's like,
why in another life?
Why aren't you doing that in this life? And I was taught, and I thought it was the only option, and I was grateful for it until, well, I mean, sorry, I'm not really finishing my thought, but it's as though to pursue stability, to, like, pursue education, to, like, do something, you know? And it's like... Even though those are obviously, like, ideal mentalities, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that, but if it's not what you want, then what are you doing?
Yeah.
Do I make sense?
No, yeah.
So that's the thing. It's, like, be true to yourself. Make sure that you're living this life for you, because who else is gonna do it? Like, literally, it's, like, your consciousness, whether you believe in reincarnation or you think that this is literally your only life and then you're either going to go to heaven or hell, or, like, literally, whatever it is you believe, your consciousness, your life exists now. You're not living it for anyone else other than you. Now, you can live this life with certain ideals, with, like, certain, like, abiding by, like, religion or, like, you know what I mean? There are many things that you can, like, implement into your life, but this life is ultimately yours and your decisions, and you choose how to live it. And living it for anyone other than you is just throwing it out the window.
Yeah.
That is only going to lead to regret. You know what I mean? And not because it's like, oh, shoot, like, my life has been a waste. Because the thing is, your life can still be meaningful, but you can still, or, like, still have a good outcome, but, like, you regretted not having done this one thing that you always really wanted to do, or like, regretted not have made that decision that just, you felt like,
yeah,
it would
have... Yeah, just because you made all the right decisions, like, you took the safe route, doesn't mean that that's the path you should have gone on.
Exactly. It doesn't mean it's the path that would have made you most happy. It doesn't mean that it's the path that's most authentic to you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel as though that's kind of, like, a struggle where I'm at right now. And I know that you are, too. Like, literally, our background is that we kind of were pursuing this whole, like, well, going down this entire, sorry, I was messing with the lighter, We were going down this whole, like, I guess, biology science route, journey, or, I mean, the point is, we both have biology degrees. We have bachelor's degrees in biology, and at this point, I mean, obviously, when, like, people start hiring again, like, I'm gonna find a job that I can use my degree in, because I want to be paid more, but I'm no longer wishing to, like, further pursue that. Does mm-hmm. that make sense?
Just kind of quick sidebar. I don't know if Tell you know, me. But my two idols
are
who I aspire to be, who I bow down to, are Rhett and Link.
Oh.
They are two best friends that got, I think, a bachelor's degree in engineering.
They did.
And are like, fuck that shit, let's start a YouTube channel together. And look at how far they've come.
They've literally, and the thing is, it's taken a shit ton. They've yeah. been at it for like 10 years. But look at the empire that they have now. The thing is, if you see even their beginning videos, they're like low-key, they did it in the beginning, it was like something Lincoln, or like Chia Lincoln.
They weren't called Good Mythical Morning?
No, that was a little bit after. I think it was always, their concept was always Mythical Beast. That's something that they came up with when they were younger.
Oh, really?
But, yeah, but they, like, when they first started, they were literally just both sitting behind a desk, and they're like, hi, and just talking. Like, literally, like, we are.
Yeah.
The thing is, we're too self-conscious to be on camera right now.
Yeah, I'm going to start podcasts, but I'd like to go to videos eventually.
Eventually. I think that's so cool, I love that.
I think it's so amazing, all these people that make a living recording videos and just doing what they want to do for fun, you
Honestly.
Know? Like, I have so much fun doing this, so I want to do this, you know? So that's mm-hmm. that's what feels authentic to me for now.
Yeah.
Doing this.
Agreed. Or at least, me personally, like, it feels more authentic for me to not just charge straight into, like, I don't know, go to medical school. Or, mm-hmm. like, charge straight into, like, another, like, debt or, like, another master's degree. Because, I mean, I feel like...
I don't want to go into debt right now.
I don't either.
I don't ever want to go into debt.
I managed... the thing is, I'm so grateful to energies, I guess. I don't know who I'm grateful for, but just, I mean, I guess myself, because I managed to... Because I had to take out loans to get my bachelor's degree, but they were small enough or manageable enough to where I was able to pay them off the moment I graduated. I literally saved up because, the loans I got were the subsidized ones. So they didn't charge me anything monthly or they didn't charge me interest until the moment I graduated. Mm-hmm. And I graduated last December of 2020. So literally the moment I graduated, like, I kind of, like, figured out who was the company who gave the loans and, like, what and, like, whatever. And I had the money and I was able to pay it. Nice. You know what I mean? So yeah. I was able to, like, even though I did have debt, I'm debt-free, quote-unquote, debt-free, you know what I mean? And yeah. I don't want to, I mean, school-wise, regardless, like, I don't have school loans, but I don't want to, whatchamacallit? I don't want to just get, like, I don't know how much money in debt my English is off right now. But just, I don't want to pursue further education if I don't even know if that's what I want.
Deadass.
So why am I going to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on I don't know how many years of education or how many semesters if I'm not even going to use it? Or just to feel trapped there. You know what I mean? Because mm-hmm. the thing is, once I start, and the thing is, once I've already have, like, what, $20,000, $30,000 into my education, it's like, low-key, this isn't what I want. Like, that's pretty fucking annoying because it's literally just $30,000 down the drain when I could have put that, like, on a down payment of a house, or I could have freaking invested that money, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm not saying currently right now that I don't want to continue pursuing that. Like, you know what, I'm not saying, oh, never again, but, like, right now, my true self, my most authentic self, needs this pause.
I hear you.
I need to regroup, figure out what I want, what's best for me, make sure that the decisions I make from here on out are mine and nobody else's.
I'm just angry at the way
society is structured.
That I have to pay to be educated and then I have to beg to get a job when it's like, you need a workforce.
Yeah.
You know, society needs workers, but I'm begging you to let me work.
Mm-hmm. And we're competing.
I'm busting my ass mm-hmm. getting an education so that you'll let me work. You need doctors, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So don't fuck with me and say, ooh, you better prove to me that you're the best. You need doctors. I swear, if all people right now just were like, no, I'm gonna stop busting my ass. Like, if everybody just went on strike, it's like, you pay me a minimum wage that is sufficient for me to be able to survive in this fucking economy, or no one's working, then what the fuck? They're gonna have to raise the monies. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. If everyone just stopped. If everyone just stopped working, then there would be no one to kick anybody out of houses, you know? Mm-hmm. The IRS couldn't come and kick you out of your house because the IRS people wouldn't be working.
Yeah, literally.
And then everybody could just live. And okay, you wouldn't be able to go to the grocery store and buy food, and nobody would be bringing
food. I mean,
you
say that, but then it's like, I don't know, but like, then quality of life, because then if you're saying, I don't have to pay for anything, I can just live in any house, it's like, I'm going to kill that person and go live in their mansion. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess.
Like, regulation. Like, unfortunately, people can't just be satisfied with what they have. But ideally, what you're saying is, like, yeah, like, if everyone just stops. Like you said, if there aren't police officers to put people, like, to, like, give people tickets, then, like, nobody's gonna give tickets. Like, you know what I mean?
No.
I guess that's, like, a bad example. Because that's, like, evil. But do you, like, no, I understood what you meant.
Okay. But it's the kind of thing, what annoys me is, like, if all high school students heading to college were just like, no. And everybody who's in college right now is like, no, I'm not doing it anymore. And everyone just doesn't go to college. Then what?
Then what?
Then what? Everyone's like, first off, I'm not gonna pay. You either educate me for free or fuck you. The college is gonna lose business. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Or maybe they'll lower their prices, or I don't know what the fuck they'll do, but do you know what I mean?
They can lower their prices as fuck. What I find crazy is, like, okay, I know that there's, like, building maintenance. I know that there are some people that, like, aren't professors. But, like, a professor, what, they receive, on average, like, they could be, like, from $23,000 to, like, $50,000 a year. Maybe a college professor more.
Well, yeah, I was about to say that. What?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'm an elementary school teacher is $23,000 a year. I don't know, but, like,
the thing is, my point is that we just accept how unfair society is.
Yeah.
It is what it is, so let's just go pay and go thousands of dollars in debt to work like a dog for the rest of my life. It's like, no! No. I'm not paying to get educated because you need me to get educated so that I can be good in the workforce. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like if you wanted this job, but you had to pay to go through the training. It's like, no, the job will train me. If not, I'm not going to work for you. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you need to pay them for the training period, and then you start working. Huh? You start paying me during the training period.
That's literally how it started, you know? Like, I forget. I think it was during the Industrial Revolution. Like, they needed people to be educated to, like, work the factories or whatever. Like, they needed people to know how the machinery worked. So they literally opened up schools, a.k.a. colleges, that people could attend so that they could be trained for the factory. Like, it's crazy how literally the reason that the schools even opened is because the factories needed people to work the machinery. So they're like, ooh, let's rewire this. They, if they want to work for us, they need to pay set and set amount of money in order to know how the machinery works so they can come and work for us.
Exactly, but it's like, no.
You're the one who needs them to be trained. Because you don't want to take the time within your company or whatever to train them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's literally how, like, the major institutions, like, I think Harvard and, I remember Harvard was one of the ones from back then. But, like, the big ones, that's why they're, like, so, they have, like, the rapport and they're so big and they're, like, so, what is that called? Like, they have their
industries. I don't know.
Chew! Bless you. Okay. They have their fame because they've been here for so long and they literally started from that. It's literally the fact that companies needed workers with, like, to have, like, a certain amount of experience coming in. So they're like, okay, let's educate them prior and have them pay for it, even though they're the ones who needed it.
That's so fucked up, and the fact that we've just accepted it. And like you said, we compete with each other.
We do.
I'm here like, I need to get a better grade than this person. Ah. Why are we fighting? They need workforce.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I need a job, but they're the ones that need us to be great to be able to work for them. You know what I mean?
I mean,
so
yeah.
I'm gonna bust my ass to prove my worth. You need a worker, so come find me. But no, I'm begging, please take me. No.
So annoying.
So that's the thing. I don't wanna be part of that. And I know, okay, I'm a little blip, and my little dusty doesn't count. But like, damn.
I know. But, I mean, be the change you want to see.
We should boycott colleges.
We really should.
All these poor people going into debt. Why? Don't do it. Boycott.
Agreed.
Boycott.
Boycott, yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah, we kind of went down a rabbit hole, but...
That's my authentic self, to boycott.
Yeah, colleges. Everything.
Everything.
To question everything. It's literally your most authentic self. So, I mean, just to read the quote again, it's like, your only obligation in any lifetime is to be true to yourself. I believe that so much. I feel like that, I mean, I haven't heard of this quote before now, but just kind of, like, make your decisions for me. Like, who are you living this life for? I feel as though, like, kind of, when I asked myself that question, and I didn't like the answer, I kind of had a shift. Because that's the thing, actually. I don't know if we want to inform the people, but if we would have, like, if you would have talked to me a year ago, I would have been a very different person than the person I am today.
Agreed. If you would have talked to me last week, I would have been a different person.
Well, I mean, obviously, but I feel as though from a year ago, I don't know exactly at one point, but literally a year ago, I was a completely different person with very different ambitions, with very different goals, with a very different drive. And within this last year, there's been a shift that I am so grateful for. And I don't know if it was originally supposed to happen, if that makes sense. No. I guess everything that happens is what happens, but...
Yeah, what do you mean originally supposed to happen?
I don't know, because I feel as though there are different realities.
I'm gonna cover my ears.
No, listen. No, as in, I feel like every decision that you make allows you to enter a different reality. You know?
I hate when you say things like that, because you make it sound like it's already been decided, but based on what decision you make, you go down a different, already decided path. And that is false, because you are creating...
I am creating
your path with every decision you make.
Agreed. Okay. So then I won't go down my little philosophical... Mm-hmm. Okay. Stop! You're so mean. You know what I mean. I don't mean it like that.
You always say it wrong, and I'm just like,
why
would you say it like
that? I apologize for my verbiage. Even though I hate how you're allowed to criticize me for saying stuff wrong, but when I criticize you for being pessimistic / saying stuff wrong, it's like, no, I'm just being realistic. It's like, bitch, you're saying it wrong.
What do you mean saying it wrong?
It's like, oh, like, the thing is literally what we talked about the other day, how it's like you focus like on the negative or just like you're anxious or whatever. It's like, you're saying it wrong. Like, say it the positive way. It's like, oh, it's gonna be freezing when we go into the pool. It's like, oh my god, the water's gonna be so fun. Like, you know what I mean?
The water will be fun, but it also will be freezing.
I know, but it will be fun. You're saying it wrong.
Why is that wrong?
Why is mine wrong?
Because you're saying that it's a path that's already been decided versus you're just biased. It's created.
You're biased.
It's not biased.
You are.
You're just trying to bring me down to your level. Nah, bitch.
Why are you saying I'm below you?
I don't know.
You just
said it. Is
that what
you assume?
Just, no, you said you literally just said you are trying to bring me down to your level, meaning I am below.
I'm taller than you. So, yes.
You are literally hanging by a thread, and I'm going to let it go. I'm going to let it go. You're so lucky.
I'm taller than you.
I am going to let it go.
Why would I bend down to talk to you when I can talk to you from over here?
I'm going
to
let it go. It's okay. So again, just to read the quote one last time. Oh, because today's Monday, we're going to do a tarot reading.
Yes.
Okay, so your only obligation in any lifetime is to be true to yourself. Honestly, just make sure that the life you're living, you're making it. I mean, it's your decisions. It's your choice. You're literally creating it. It's make sure it's what you want and it's your most authentic self. And even though it's hard to figure that out, I don't know, maybe... I don't know, because, like, already, sorry, I'm going to continue. I was about to do the tarot reading, but how, if I were to tell you that a year ago, if I were to say, hey, the only responsibility that you have is to be your true self, and you're like, I don't know what that is, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. How would you try to guide that person? If they're like, okay, but, like, what does that even look like? Like, what is that?
I don't know. I still don't know.
You don't know?
No. I mean, back then, when I had no idea what I wanted to do, I was just chasing money. Oh, thanks. I was just going after money, and, like, that was lit until I decided that money really isn't that lit. So now I'm waiting to see. But I'm still on the fence on whether or not I'm going to chase money or find happiness in something else. Does that make sense?
No. What are you saying?
what I'm saying is that I don't even know either, so how could I tell somebody else? That's literally what I'm trying to figure out.
Because what I was going to say is, though, like, if you don't even know what your, like, true self or, like, what your authentic self, like, looks like or what that individual, like, wants, I feel as though you should just try to... Because I feel as though something that you can identify is always, like, feeling. You always know the way you're feeling, and you always kind of, like, can interpret the way something will make you feel. And I feel as though... if you haven't figured out who it is you are, or, like, what it is exactly that you want, I would literally just, with every decision that you're making, make sure that it feels right and you're happy.
That...
do you not agree with that?
We agree to disagree on that.
Why? Then what is
every decision is not going to make you feel happy or sad. Sometimes agreed. You just have to make decisions.
Agreed. But you... can always head towards a more positive, optimistic, or, like, less troubled route than...
okay, what's your positive, optimistic...
tell me, give me an example, because I explained this to you last time, and you didn't want to understand.
I know, because
it.
I still disagree, because I feel like that puts so much pressure on everyday decisions, but it sometimes doesn't. You just have to make a choice.
Okay.
And you're not gonna like it.
Like what?
I mean, sometimes you just have to start working... because you have bills to pay. And it's okay. Not like, oh, pick the job that you like better. No, you have to pick the job that pays more, or you have to get two jobs.
That's fine.
Neither one is good.
I know. But just you...
so then how are you picking one that makes you happier?
It's as in what is going to best benefit you? What is going to...
oh, well, I need money to pay my bills, so I'm going to get two jobs, even though I'm going to be super depressed and super tired, but I need two jobs to be able to pay my bills.
But I mean, you know your limits. If what you need is to get two jobs in order to pay these bills, in order to be able to chase your aspirations tomorrow or do something else tomorrow.
Nobody said anything about chasing aspirations. Right now, it's survival.
Okay, so, well, then you know that right now, survival, it's like either... it's either get two... the thing is, not everything is a choice.
Exactly.
Okay.
But then you're saying make sure you make the choices that make you happy.
Well, I mean, yeah. The thing is, ready? If the situation is like, would you be happy to lose your home or not lose your home? Is it a thing where your home is too expensive? Should you move to a cheaper home? Like, I mean, you can literally look at everything in a super pessimistic way and be like, yeah, but no, I always have to make shitty decisions in my life because it's just life and you have to, it's like... you're moving one day forward. You're able to pay your bills. It was one day of work. Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Yes.
No, you don't.
I do.
Do you?
You really are a glass half full person.
But no, it's so annoying to me how, like, literally every single time you're like, no, but you can't do it. It's like, you really can. You can live your life being depressed about everything, or you cannot be depressed about everything.
I don't understand how you can see the glass half full all the time.
The thing is, I get depressed and I get upset and every life gets frustrating just like every other person. But I'm not going to dwell on the shit that I can't change and I'm not going to dwell on the shit that's like horrible. I'm going to focus on the good. I'm going to focus on what I can look forward to. Like if I have to work 80 hours in an entire week, but like on Saturday I can finally see my kids or something, like I'm gonna focus on the fact that hey, it's like 3 more days till Saturday, hey, 2 more days till Saturday, oh okay, tomorrow's Saturday, like yay. And even though I'm gonna be exhausted because I fucking have worked my ass off the entire week, I'm not gonna be there on Saturday like, oh, I have to work for the rest of the week. No, I'm gonna enjoy the moment. I'm gonna enjoy my life because it's literally just those moments. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Mm-hmm.
Do you?
I do.
It's just so annoying to me how you're literally like, no, that's not real. And it's like, it is. It's a possibility. It's a different version. It's a different point of view. Why are you looking at me like this?
I don't know. It's fascinating.
How is it fascinating?
How you can see the glass half full. I can't help but see it half empty.
Then what do you see life as?
Half empty.
Why?
I don't know.
Why?
I don't know. I just see it as happening.
It's literally the same thing. It's just what you focus on. It's the same
glass, I know.
It's literally just the energy that you attract, the energy that exists. It's the energy that you put out.
No wonder so many good things happen to you.
Do a lot of good things happen to me?
I don't know. Do they?
Because I have good energy for you.
Oh, good. Then I don't have to do anything.
You really don't. But, like, you're making it really hard on me with all the negative energy.
I can't help it.
You can. It's literally just a bad habit. Address it as a bad habit.
I just don't know why it, like, angers me.
It really does.
How happy and how positive you can be about life.
But I'm really... I'm really not,
life
though.
It sucks. I don't want to be here.
I know that.
About it.
I know that. And we're on the wavelength with that. It sucks. I hate my life right now. I feel so... I mean, I don't feel empty. I'm fine. But, like, if I'm gonna, like, be real, like, I feel like my life is empty. I feel like I have no, like, path, and I'm very, like, lost. I'm very confused. But am I going to focus on the fact that, like, oh my god, I'm lost and gonna be... I was literally telling you the other day, I love writing. I want to be a writer. I want to publish a novel, but I haven't written a single word in any of my 50 fucking novels in, like, 3 months. Like, it's been forever. But instead of beating myself up about it every single day and being like, damn, I'm like a piece of shit. Like, why can't I even do anything? Like, I love writing. Like, why am I not doing it? Instead of beating myself up about that, I'm gentle with myself. And I understand. It's like, you have your reasons. You don't properly love yourself yet. Of course, you're not going to focus your energy on something that you love. Because, like, you're not even there yet. You're working on your own shit. And even though I don't feel like I'm working on shit, I know I have to be. Because I feel calm, if that makes sense. If anything, I feel calm. For the first time in my life, I feel as calm as I have ever been. And I feel as though, even though I don't have a direction, I don't have a path or, like, something that I'm like, working towards, it feels right for right now because... any path that I would have taken or that I would take right now wouldn't be the path that I would have chosen for myself. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I mean, yeah. I know you know all this. I'm literally just putting it to words. Mm-hmm. But why would I focus on how much I hate myself and how much I hate my life and how lost I am and how much I hate my surroundings when I could be like, I have a boss-ass best friend who's, like, literally willing to live her life with me. Who's literally, I'm gonna fucking cry. Mm-hmm. Who's literally willing to, like... You're amazing, and I have you.
Don't start crying.
No, and the thing is, why can't I just focus on that and how amazing you are and how I love myself when I'm with you? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I love myself the most when I'm with you, when I get to share time with you. Why would I focus on anything else shitty or all the bad people around me or, like, anybody who's trying to bring me down when I fucking have you? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And just, why would I let anybody else get inside my head?
I don't.
I try not to.
Sometimes I'm not the best person.
You're amazing. You're the perfect person for me. So don't even try. You literally are. You literally are. You are literally
everything. I'm way too negative. You're way too bubbly and happy. You need someone else who's bubbly and happy.
Two super bubbly people would just get overwhelmed.
What you need is another Gemini.
So, is that what I would
so
mean?
So you two-faced people together would work.
Oh, damn. No, I adore you. You're literally, you're everything that I need. We're literally fucking soulmates, bitch. How are you going to tell me that you're not perfect for me? We're literally soulmates.
The toxicity is unreal.
Am I toxic?
No. I feel like I am.
Why are you, you're not toxic for me. I, literally right now, you're just putting yourself down. What the fuck is this?
I don't know.
I'm literally telling you how amazing and how much I love
know how
you.
To take compliments.
I know, but just sit there and be like, yeah, I know.
Okay.
Just accept it because I adore you. I'm obsessed with you. I love myself the best when I'm with you. Like, I can love myself as properly as I can. Like, I love myself as much as I do because I am with you. And why would I focus on anything else?
I feel bad for people who don't have this.
I do too, and literally, it's just, why would I let any other energy, anything else, come inside me, or, whoa, technical, just exist when it's like, I have everything I will ever need here. Any kind of discovery, any kind of happiness, I can create here. You know what I mean? And that's all I need to focus on. And I don't need to beat myself up about it. I'm going at the pace I need to go at. I don't give a shit what the rest of the world thinks I should do or wants for me or wants me to do. Literally, the only opinion, the only person I care about or, like, what they think or whatever is you. And I know that you want the best for me.
Yeah.
You're looking at me some type of way. What?
You socially drained me.
Did I? I'm sorry.
That's too many compliments.
Okay, ready? Let's talk about something else then. Let's do the tarot reading. Even though I feel like these emotionally drain you as well.
I'm very emotionally drained, so let's do this.
Damn. I'm sorry.
It's fine.
My tears took you...
Took me by surprise.
Oh, did they really? Yeah. Damn. I'm sorry.
You're fine.
Okay. Ready? So today is Monday. We're starting off on a good note. Let's do a tarot reading. Ready? For the person, or people, I don't know, but we have a few listeners now. For the person listening to this podcast right now, do you have a message? Wow. We have four cards for you. Let's see here. Okay, let's do this. So then, the first one that comes up, Ace of Pentacles, how interesting. First one to come up, the first one I'm going to do the reading for is going to be the Two of Swords. Let's do this. Two of Swords. I'm sorry. I need to flip through the pages. Okay, Two of Swords, a stalemate, an impasse. Neither side will compromise, and so no progress can be made until one chooses to step aside, a denial of truth.
Yeah.
Neither side will compromise, and so no progress can be made until one chooses to step aside, a denial of truth. Okay, so apparently you're kind of, you have a problem right now, and the problem isn't going to be solved until either you or the other person decides to, like, back down. One of you guys kind of needs to lower your head.
Why'd you just throw it?
I just threw it under the chair. One of you guys kind of has to back down or talk or, like, lower your head or, like, swallow your pride and go, like, try to address this issue head on. There's a denial of truth. I don't know if either you're lying to yourself or the other person is in denial. I mean, this reading is for you, so you're probably lying to yourself a little bit.
Damn.
Try to kind of, like, third person the situation. Try to take yourself out of the situation and look at it from the other person's point of view. And I don't know, try to reach a compromise. You need to step out of the problem and kind of address it that way. Does what I just said make sense?
It does.
It's like
don't let your biases influence you, see it for what it really is.
Exactly. Try to see it for what it really is and, like, swallow your pride and address the issue straight on. Okay, let's see. Now there's the Nine of Cups. Wow, you seem to be going through something. Okay, Nine of Cups. Enjoy the pleasures of the senses, satisfaction, and wish fulfillment. The future is assured, and there is a bounty on the horizon. Okay, so, know that once, I guess, the issue is resolved, like, there is going to be a sense of satisfaction, like a resolution there. You will reach some kind of closure. It's not necessarily going to be the one that you want, but there is going to be a nice, like, future ahead. There is a good result in the end. Okay, let's see. There's also the Ace of Pentacles. Wow, you got quite a few aces. My bad. Did you get an ace? No. Ace of Pentacles. Let me see here. If you can fill in the dead air, that would be awesome. You're so annoying. Ace of Pentacles. Okay, Ace of Pentacles. The ace is the possibility of prosperity, abundance, and security. It is the promise of wealth and well-being, of flourishing, and reaping the rewards of hard work. Okay. So, I mean, you just need to work hard. You just need to, I don't know, focus all your energy onto this relationship. I feel as though all these are about the specific problem that you're kind of being too prideful to address. It is a promise of wealth and well-being, of flourishing, and reaping the rewards of hard work. Okay, so with this whole issue, with this specific relationship or with this person, like, you just need to kind of work hard to be able to reach a good ending, to be able to get somewhere with the problem. Like, you need to put in effort as well. It's not just going to be the other person. You need to put in your fair share of the effort because you're also part of the problem.
Damn. Called out.
Getting real. And let me see. And then Three of Pentacles. Teamwork, functioning together as a unit, working together to achieve a goal. Not everything can be accomplished solo. Okay, so literally, again, it's like, you are part of the problem, but you can't solve everything on your own. The other person needs to put in their fair share of effort. If not, you're not going to be able to reach the resolution. Yeah. So that's your reading. So, I mean, just try to, like, take yourself out of the problem. Like, what is it? Like, try to be a third person. Try to not be biased and look at it from everyone's point of view. And, yeah, just work together to solve the issue.
Bang, bang. I hope you get your shit done.
I hope so as well. Okay, so let's see.
The time.
Wow.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We keep going on long quote rants.
We do, which I appreciate.
I do too, but then we never get to zombies.
Okay, you know what? We'll just start.
Yeah?
Yeah?
Which is 10 minutes?
You don't wanna? Versus what would we talk about?
That's a good
point. Because you identified the time. I actually don't like how we do that.
No?
No.
Oh.
I don't. But, okay, so that's it. Well, I mean, let's just go for it. You don't wanna?
Okay. So, zombie talk apocalypse.
Zombie apocalypse. What are your... What is your first... Well, more like, I know. Well, yeah. What is it that you're targeting? Like, what is your instinct? Go for it.
You tell me zombie apocalypse is coming. Point me towards the zombies, and I will run for them. Have them bite me. Turn me, and I will join the forces. I like to be on the winning team.
Wow.
And I know the zombies are gonna win.
Well, damn.
So I have no interest in the whole survival thing. No interest.
Okay. After that was said, I intend on surviving. Will you be willing to survive with me?
First off, I don't run. So
you would have to.
No, I don't run. I leisurely stroll, always.
Like slight jogging on occasion.
Light jogging if, like, there's food.
If the occasion calls for it.
Yeah, and that the occasion is the food is getting cold. Hurry. Ah,
okay.
Light jogging.
Light jogging. Understood.
I don't run. I'm not a violent person. I'm not verbally violent. I'm not physically violent. Like, I feel like I could be if the situation called for it, but it's not motivation. To me, like, the situation doesn't call for it if it's just violence, it's like, to no end.
I would just talk to the zombies. It's like, do people really like want to do this?
Like, do you really want to eat me? Like, come on.
Loki, because you couldn't say, I mean, because you're not going to lie to the zombies, and you couldn't say, like, my brain wouldn't be delicious. It's like, Loki, there's a bountiful amount of knowledge up in there.
No, yeah, I so wonder, is wrinkles sweeter or what?
Oh, so
do y'all prefer the Rinkies?
The curiosity of wanting to know the taste of the brains might turn me onto the zombie side.
You know what I would do? I would be like, hey guys, I just saw a whole bunch of humans hiding out in that house. Don't kill me, and I will be your inside dude, and I will tell you where all the humans be. Once again, I go up to the winning side.
Wow.
Without shame.
So you would just turn on your brethren?
Yeah.
Wow.
So kill me.
Wow.
Kill me because I'm not your friend.
Would
I'm
you
a
turn
foe.
Me in? If no. I was in that house?
No, you'd be the only one that's like,
so
don't
then,
touch that house.
So then what would happen is I would become the leaders of the humans. So you can never just like, you can never point them in my direction. Like you can only
wow.
do the stragglers.
And then I would become the leader of the zombies. Ooh, I like
wow.
this story.
Yes, this storyline. Yes. Okay. So yeah, so we would lead the faction.
But I would just tell my zombies.
Like, kill everyone
Free
except
range,
for her.
Except for her.
Wow, but I would block everyone. I'd be like, everyone single file behind me.
Okay, that'll work. A whole bunch of zombies going around you.
I mean,
try me and I'll tell a zombie, you know what, bite her a little bit. Turn her into one of us.
Well, damn, but you're not one of them.
That's fine.
Or are you like half zombie or something?
I'm half zombie. They bit me, but it turned me smarter, and I don't hunger for the brain as much.
Wow,
so
muy conveniente.
I'm special like
oh,
that.
Oh, so then
Why
Loki,
do you think I'm the main character? Because I'm special.
Oh, then Loki, I'm like, you know, they experimented on me a little bit, and I'm like the superhuman to
wow.
where like I can communicate with other humans, and like I can sense the zombies.
Okay, then I can sense the humans.
Like, you're just
what
human.
Makes you think you have radar? Fuck you.
Because I was experimenting. You're half zombie, bitch.
That's useless. That just means I
That means you can
brains.
Control the zombies.
That's true. And I
Or
speak
you at least
zombie.
Communicate to them. Oh, shit.
Yeah, they don't speak. They click.
They click? Like them African languages?
I don't know.
Like, there's like a... Like, that's a language.
Oh, I didn't mean to be racist.
It's not no, racist. We'll you're just identifying. You're just identifying a language.
Zombie growl.
Wow. Okay, yeah. See, I don't. But I'm able to telepathically communicate to said humans, and I can
say. Yeah, I don't like how many powers you have.
I just have two powers.
Can you keep it down a little?
Because originally I said I could communicate with humans, but I feel like any human could do that.
Oh, you know what's great?
Talk to me.
Me and my guys are practically immortal. The only way to kill us is to chop off our heads.
Yeah.
So I'm immortal. You're not immortal.
But I was experimented on. Does that not at least extend my
life? You already said what your powers were.
No, low-key, you would totally, like, turn me a little bit. Because then we would live together forever.
Why would I want my foe to live forever?
Because, low-key, you know, we best friends.
And it also wouldn't be fun if you didn't have, like, a nemesis. Rival.
Okay, so yeah, so you would turn me half zombie. So that's the thing. Then it would be this whole drama. Because after you turn me half zombie, I would go back to the humans. It's like, hey, I'm on your team. But they would kind of, like, shun me for a minute. Because, like, I'm actually half, yeah, the drama. I'm actually half zombie now. But then, like, something would happen, and I'd be like, no, the zombies are over there, whatever. And they'd be like, oh, wow, she, like, actually cares.
Wow, and then me and my zombie dudes would be like, damn. And my zombie dudes would
I'm
be like...
I'm not on your zombie dude's side.
Yeah, my zombie dudes would be like, we thought you said she was with us. And I'd be like, bro, I thought she fucking was with us. And they'd be like, we gonna murder her. And I'm like, do whatever you can.
Stop!
Don't worry, you're immortal. And they're dumbasses. They can't wield weapons to cut your head.
Because then another little planteamiento is... I'm assuming that these zombies are, like, slow.
No.
What?
No.
Would I be a fast zombie?
If I am the zombie queen lady thing that we're talking about, then we are in zombie land.
Okay. I was about to say, please don't remind me of World
War Z. Where there is an array. No, not World War Z. That shit is way too intense. I wouldn't even be able to control them.
I wouldn't be able to, like, do anything.
Like, no. It would be that there's some crazy ones, and then there's some chill ones.
They would be a mixture. Which one would you be?
Clearly, I'd be a badass.
Crazy one?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would have the ability to be crazy.
Wow, yeah. So then...
I still wouldn't run, though.
Since you bit me, though, so then I would be half crazy, too. That's pretty awesome.
That would be a slow one.
No, our fights would be, like, so, like, power moves.
But it doesn't make sense that a half zombie would be with the humans.
Because you turned me against my will. You turned me because you wanted me to live with you forever, like, to be alive forever.
And you didn't want this?
I did, but, like,
but you just
I didn't want to be a zombie.
Nemesi?
I mean...
Wow, so you gonna hate me? You're
no!
Not gonna hate
me. Oh my god, low-key. I mean, the thing is, we would just, you know, let the humans and the zombies kill each other, and then we would just have the world to ourselves!
No, the power would have gone to my head.
Will it?
I would love it. I would love controlling all these zombies, and they want brains, so, you know, you gotta give the people what they want. So let's go eat some brains.
Wow.
And I would love having loyal subjects. Oh, yeah.
It's like, I'm letting the power get to my head even now.
I know it would. That's why I don't take power, because I know it would get to me.
Would I let the power get to my head?
You don't seem like the type.
I really don't think I am. I mean, I would love the attention.
Yeah, attention's great.
the attention, but, like, the power, I feel as though...
The ability to control... The ability that your decisions come to fruition.
But the thing is, because I feel like it's different, because you're the leader of the zombies. Switch with me for a second. You're the leader of the humans.
Yuck.
Okay, yeah,
I gotta deal with a whole bunch of humans?
Shut up. No, but the thing is, I feel like moral issues arise, if that makes sense. Because, like, for zombies, I'd be like, yeah, go over there and try to kill them. It's like, if they die, oh, shit, we need to make more.
I love my zombies.
I know you do, but you don't have the same moral, like...
Don't tell me what I have. The difference is that these zombies are willing to die for brains. So I don't have to feel bad, because I'm simply giving them the ability to do what they want.
Versus the humans don't want to die.
Are fighting back. Mm-hmm. Are defending themselves, so you feel that guilt where, damn, they died, but at the same time, you don't have to feel guilt, because it's not like you took them to the zombies to fight. The zombies found you guys, and you guys did everything in your power to defend yourselves. So there doesn't have to be that guilt either.
Low-key, would we both have the guilt of, if we were to kill their leaders, like, it would be so much easier, but it's like, we're never gonna do that. How can I tell the humans to not kill the zombie leader?
They can't. My zombies are completely loyal to me. I come first, then come brains.
No, of course.
So if there's ever a moment where I am in danger,
but like
my crazy zombies will protect me. Your humans will not get close to me.
I know, but like, what if there's the odd chance?
There isn't.
No, because the thing is, I would have to protect you. No. Ready? Let me... The thing is...
You would go against your humans like that?
To protect you, yes. Which is conflict of interest. Because I can never see them. It really sucks when we're not. Okay, if we had to choose, are we in the human faction or the zombie faction?
I'm satisfied with being the leader of the zombies. Damn. And I wouldn't change that for
Would we be co-leaders? I be like vice president?
No.
Would I be vice president?
No.
Stop! What the fuck would you I be? Your secretary?
Like, maybe.
Stop! You're so fucking annoying. Assistant to
the regional manager.
Assistant to... Why?
I'm just kidding. You want to be vice president?
I would... I mean, I literally said co-leader, no, and I'm like, let me give it to her. You have
every right to be your own leader. Go be the leader of the humans.
No, but I hate it not just, being what, on the what's same great team.
Is that we would kill each other. Like, our armies would kill each other, but, like, we would keep it... Factions. We'd be factions, but we would keep it...
I already named this.
Humane. Oh, would and we? Zombane.
Zombane.
We would keep it not too hard. Civil? Like, I wouldn't try to wipe out all the humans, and you wouldn't try to wipe out all the zombies. We would continue the feud forever.
But my thing is, because humans, unfortunately, do have brains, until the thing is...
we sign a treaty.
Oh. And then we could coexist.
But what were you going
to
say?
The ones
but
that are in jail.
How do...
The humans that go to jail will eat their brains.
Wow. Any human that does something
low key, I feel like we need to enter this. We need to create our own society. We need to literally talk this out.
We would.
Wait,
we
but
would
what but society. What I was saying, the thing is, I unfortunately, you know, because there's always those stupid ass humans who have actual brains. And like they're like, no, we should go into the zombie base and like figure out where that is and like try to wipe them all out and like no and target their leader. Like we'll do something. We're like, oh, the fast ones have to go over there and whatever. And the thing is, I would hear all this and you know they're like, no, we should attack. And I'd be like, no. The thing is, we're just defending ourselves. They're just like, no, we need to like you know what I mean. They would always
they would overthrow you and they would try to overthrow me.
That's the thing because they would see that I'm not as hardcore. See,
the zombies would never try to overthrow me
because they don't have brains.
They're the superior side.
Whoa.
They don't have brains, but they have this amazing sense of loyalty to me.
I know, I get that.
And I love everyone.
And
of
I
them.
Sensed it, and I envy it.
I know.
Yeah.
I feel like crying. I love my zombie babies. They the shit.
No, I mean, because the thing is, because the only reason that they would overthrow me is because they're seeing, it's like, why the fuck is this bitch, like, not wanting to kill sense. All zombies?
It makes sense.
Yeah, no, I know. And the thing is, I can't even blame them for that because it's like, what they don't know is that secretly, so you need to rule my best friend. Fist.
You need to come for us.
But no. But and I don't want
to wage wars.
Because what they're trying to do is kill you.
They won't get to me, don't worry.
But they have already constructed a plan to get that. So the thing is, I would have to defend you.
Y'all don't even know how many zombies we have.
The thing is, I know.
We don't, when we get one of your humans, we don't eat all the brain. We eat most of it and we turn them. All your people that die become our people.
That's so dark.
Yeah.
Ooh. So, it's like, what you didn't know is, like, my lover, secretly. He died a few years ago.
And now he's with us.
And now he's with us. Oh, does he have memories?
No, like, he lost most of his brain.
Oh, shit. But then, like, he's still alive. Can you at least kill him off so that I don't have the hope?
No, don't have hope. Cut that shit.
No, but, like, I see his face.
I can deform
interbreeding!
It.
Interbreeding! Oh, God.
Ew.
I don't know.
Do zombies have sperm?
I have... Whoa.
Because they're undead.
They are undead. I mean, he doesn't have a brain. Would he even be the same person? Because I haven't found anybody else like him, to be honest.
You know, I'm not going to lie. I'm not imagining that they look super ugly. Like, they are humans
but
that
just
are
like,
little
like, very
yucky.
Pale. Like, no. Icky.
Oh. What was
there
that
was
one
movie?
There
was a Warm Bodies.
That one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Looking like that would be fine, but that was a really slow style. Like,
ew.
I
totally, like you said, I totally was not imagining some disgusting ass zombies.
They're not green, but they do have some deformities. Not as ugly
ew,
as they can
would I
get.
Want to kiss that Loki? My lover doesn't look as attractive anymore.
I was about to say, you really want
I
that to
I found there was this
on?
Really nice guy in the human faction that, you know, like, we snuggled up to one another.
Damn,
he was
you
really
babies?
Nice. I don't have children yet, but I mean...
You plan on making babies? I'm not making
not,
babies.
Not in this universe. Not when... Well, I mean, not until we sign the treaty. Once we sign the treaty and, like, we coexist happily for, like, a few years, then it's, like, if I still am viable to have a child, then
well,
maybe.
Then, is that what's going to happen? Like, what happened in Warm Bodies? Eventually, we will learn how to coexist because the zombies
so.
Will stop craving brains?
Since we're the leaders, let's fucking hope
but
we
then
can
I would
that.
Have to teach my zombies, and since they're forever loyal to me, I feel like I could... How to...
I love the emphasis on that.
Be
It's like, since they are just completely obsessed with me and Bible my every word, mm-hmm. we will start the religion once the scriptures have been put out.
Deadass. No, but, like, what we do is I would start turning them from brains to veggies. I want y'all to grow healthy, grow big, you know?
I mean, they could eat animal brains. Because, I mean, the thing is, I feel like zombies don't really have a choice. It's like, don't eat brains, eat broccoli.
In Warm Bodies, they stopped.
Did they really? No, in Warm Bodies, he somehow became human.
And then the rest of them, too.
Because they've felt affection?
Yeah, like, their hearts started beating
again. But what world are we in, though? I guess it's our own making.
It's the Zombieland zombies with the Warm Bodies...
Oh, so so low-key drama, because I already told you that I found another human that, like, I kind of softened up to, like, that can be future baby daddy. If my my past lover can come back, it's like, what am I supposed to do? Because he can turn human now. The drama!
Wow.
Yeah, for real. My life just became really complicated. I have to make all these choices now.
Yeah, book two.
It's like the sequel is coming soon.
I like this world because wow. I was fully fine with just dying. Finding the zombies and having them kill me straight away.
No.
Become one of them.
But you became half zombie. Is that what happened? Oh my gosh, in the beginning, we were both trying to run away, but for some reason, you got bit and got stuck, and I thought you died!
You know exactly, pause, you know exactly what happened?
I thought you died.
This is exactly what happened. We had found a group of humans and we were running. And we had run into this abandoned building.
Okay.
And there were a whole bunch of crazy zombies after us.
Okay.
And the only way for everyone to escape was for someone to jam the door. Somebody had to stand there and jam the door. And you didn't even notice.
Because I would have fucking stayed with you,
bitch. And you went running. And it wasn't until that you turned around and saw that I was there and the zombies were super close. And, like, you screamed and tried to come back. But your lover boy man, who was much stronger, picked you up and started running. And you were screaming.
No!
And you were like, shit, no! And I was like, it's okay.
I fucking hated lover boy.
I don't even like running anyways. Don't worry about me.
Shut the fuck up.
And then y'all escaped.
Oh my
and
god. I hated lover boy.
Yes.
No wonder. There's a reason why that bitch dies. How dare he drag me from you?
Because we had already talked and I'd already told him that I already told him I'm tired of running. I'm not gonna do it anymore. I'm done.
It's like, you know what?
This exercise is not good for me and
shut
my sanity.
The fuck up.
So I'm like, I'm gonna do something stupid and save y'all. I need you to take care of her.
What
you didn't know is that he might be your lover boy, but he was in love with me.
Oh my god.
So that's why he did what I wanted and kept you alive.
Well, damn.
Yeah.
Now I feel some type of way. Oh, good thing. No, good, because I fucking already hate him. How fucking dare you drag me from my fucking best friend? How fucking dare you?
Because you were gonna die together.
We were gonna
fucking
do it. Because
I'm in love with you. Oh my god, he's actually in love with you.
Oh shit.
This whole time.
He outed himself.
Yes. But the thing is, so then, yes, you...
Ew!
Pause.
Wait, Loki,
he's... not in love with both of us.
I was about to say, off limits, because he pretended to be in love with both of us.
He was always in love with you.
No.
He was never in love
with
you.
Fuck that. Then why the fuck did he tell you he was in love with you?
He didn't. I just...
You assumed?
He did it for me, because he needed to keep you alive. And he
knew... I still don't like him.
He knew that you would die with me.
I still don't like him.
But let me finish. So then, yes, the zombies reach me. And I talk with them, and I'm just like, guys.
You talk with them?
Come on.
No,
well,
y'all
hear me. Oh,
no. What happens
they
bite you.
Me. Yeah, they try
they
to
They bite
me.
You, but mm-hmm. for some reason, you kind of you
I go,
talk
Rar.
With them. No, they bite you, but something like, I don't know, maybe you had a seizure or it malfunctioned or something, and some chemicals in your brain to where you became half zombie to where you could communicate with them, but you were still human, so you mm-hmm. didn't crave mm-hmm. brains. Or mm-hmm. you do crave brains.
I don't crave brains.
You don't crave
brains. I'm good like that. And then they,
I
for
thought
some
you
reason,
died.
You did, because I screamed and you heard. Because
they attacked you.
And then you guys kept
running.
They
bit you.
But fast thing, yeah, I know, that happened. So then you think I'm dead. And that anger drives you to hate all zombies. And that's how you're able to ascend the ladder and become the human leader. That drives you to stay alive and avenge me. And that's how you become, like, the leader. And we don't see each other again for, like, 10 years.
No!
Yeah, I know.
Stop!
Ten
that is,
years.
Like, my worst nightmare.
Pause.
No!
Pause. 10
Make
years.
It five.
10.
No, that's too
you,
many.
You need to grow. You need to...
How old are we in
the
beginning?
Trust
are we, like, 15? Like, make us really young.
We're like 30 15. When we meet again.
Okay, you know what? Prime. It's okay.
So we're 30 when we meet again.
Are we 30, flirty, and thriving?
Hell yeah.
We're both boss-ass bitches!
And that's the thing. So you go off to your thing.
Okay.
And I go off with the zombies. And so you become the leader of
and
the humans.
And you literally call it... You civilize them. That's so cool. And we each create our own empires.
That's the thing. You are rearing up to kill all the zombies, and I'm trying to soften my zombies and take them away from brains.
Oh. I feel as though you're just like,
it's when the humans come to attack us that I'm like, fuck this shit. All this, for 10 years, I have been getting my guys and girls, I'm not gonna be sexist,
yeah, for real,
to be great, and y'all gonna come kill us, and then a huge war happens.
Oh my gosh.
And we meet again. And I'm like, bitch, what? But my thing is, why didn't I go looking for you?
I was gonna say, did you think I was dead?
I think what happens is lover boy dies one time, and I find his body along with other bodies, and I just assumed that one of those bodies was you.
Okay, so the bitch-ass lover boy that kept me from you died. Okay, thank God. Because I was like, where the fuck does this bitch end up? Because if I didn't kill him, who did?
I think happens is when I died... Even though I tried to protect you guys, I thought you guys died too.
Was I the only one who escaped?
Maybe.
Was there a second ambush? And, like, as you were dying, you saw us get attacked, and for some reason I escaped?
And somehow you escaped. But because you Lover were Boy also bitten, but you didn't even notice.
Oh, I didn't?
So you're part zombie too.
Oh, so I live forever too? Oh, no, but I wanted you to bite me.
No, but then how could you fight against me if you weren't also, like...
I was just a boss-ass human.
Fine. Yeah, I was a shitty excuse for a human. Okay, fine.
Oh, so, damn. Yeah. No, I mean...
So, yeah, you're the only one that escapes, and I thought you died.
No, the thing is, it wouldn't make sense, because I'm not agile enough to just escape on my own. I mean, maybe everyone defended me, and I, like, ran for days. Like, that could be an option. Or low-key, I got bit, but for some reason, like, I woke up, and then, like, I ran away. Like, and you...
Right?
Yeah, because how does it make sense that I was the only one that escaped?
But then, it would kind of make sense to me to think that if I was able... to wake up from the zombie bite and be stronger than you could too.
But you saw all the dead bodies. Or maybe you saw that I was just dead and you assumed, like, you saw me covered in blood, but it wasn't my blood.
I buried you or something.
Ooh, yeah. You didn't find my body.
Yeah, yeah, no. Yeah, yeah. Cremation. It's like, shit, she was alive this whole time.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. For some reason, you assumed it was my body? I don't know.
For some reason, I think you're dead, which is why I don't go looking for you.
I think
you're
dead.
Or even better, I can't go looking for you because I do hunger for brains, and I'm scared that I'll kill you. So
that wouldn't happen.
No,
that's a pathetic excuse.
I civilize my zombie people, and I wait until we can be civil
that's
to
a
go
pathetic
see
excuse.
You.
No, that's so pathetic. Like, I would be pissed off if that was the version we would go with.
What if I kill you?
You wouldn't kill me. So shut the fuck up and find me. How the fuck? How dare you wait 10 years because you think you might kill me, bitch?
Okay, fine. Yeah,
watch.
You're right. I thought you died.
Yeah, you thought I was dead for some reason. Mm-hmm, because if not, there is no excuse. Why the fuck did you not come?
Let
and
me
find
tell
me?
You, I did not know that this is where this was gonna go. But yeah. It kind of makes me want to live during the zombie apocalypse.
Okay, yes.
Just I need to figure out a way for the zombie bite to not
to not actually kill you.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll see. I mean, we're both bio majors, low key science.
Mm.
I mean, we'll
I'll
see.
I'll inject myself with something.
Yeah.
Damn.
Okay, so that's kind of our version. Low-key, I wanted to go down a different route.
Me too.
I mean, next time that we talk about zombie apocalypse, we'll either expand on the civilization or we'll talk about what we actually want to talk about.
I am obsessed with the civilization.
Yeah, I feel like we just need to deepen it.
We
need
really
to deepen
do.
This universe.
Yeah. I'm excited.
I love how I'm, like, the main character. Like, co-main character anyways.
Yeah, you're the main character. I'm the villain.
Oh, no! Low-key, you're the one who's trying to civilize the zombies. You're trying to do for the better good. I'm like, kill all these fuckers. They killed my best friend.
You're right, I'm the main character.
Yeah, low-key.
You're the villain.
Wait, way to change personalities.
Oh,
yeah, that's the thing.
The zombie would be the zombie people would be the villains.
No, because literally, I'm the one.
Actually pretty great.
Well, I mean, no, low-key, the zombies attack the humans first. The thing is,
hunger.
I know, but hunger,
yeah.
It's like cannibalism then?
So it's understood why you guys would be afraid and why you guys
it's
would
understood,
try to kill.
But low-key, the thing is, you keep trying to do things for the better, and I'm just overwhelmed in anger and, like revenge, and, like,
but
I just get consumed.
Once I see
that you're alive, like, all my drive disappears. I'm like, what the fuck? No, the thing is, and it directed to you, it's like, what the fuck? Like, how are you fucking alive? Like, I don't even know. Like, I don't know what
like,
I would
how
be
are
feeling.
You alive?
It's like,
don't say anything. Nobody knows. Oh, I can't.
Don't say anything about what?
I got bit. Oh. Nobody knows you got bit. My zombie people know they bit me. But your people can't know that you're half zombie because then they'll boycott you.
But do I know that I'm half zombie?
No, but you know you're bit.
Do I?
So you hide it?
Maybe.
That's sus.
Maybe.
That's really fucked up, actually, because what if you turn zombie and kill all your friends?
Well, I mean, I would control myself, and if I ever saw myself go crazy, I would leave.
You think you have that kind of control?
Yeah, which is why I judge you for not having come for me.
Thought you were dead!
Yeah, no, I know. That's,
Jesus!
That's why...
How many times do we have to say this?
Well, that's the thing. But, what? But the thing is, I wouldn't... I would literally hate you because I wouldn't know that you thought I was dead. Because it's like, how the fuck did you think... You saw us escape.
No, I saw you die.
I know. I didn't know that you saw me die.
I tell you, I saw you die. So your argument
But when
no.
are we talking? We're in the middle of battle. This full-scale war.
We're like...
Where? Like, where? Do we literally just walk past each other? Is it like, I slashed down a zombie and you literally killed a human next to me and
I'm
then
sorry.
We, like, make eye contact?
Something like that. Like, my zombies don't fight without me being by their side.
Oh, of course.
We all fight together and you fight with your humans.
Of course.
So, on the battlefield, stabby McStab stab, I see you, you see me. And
like, are we close range or, like, far range?
I think we would be far when we see each other.
What would our names be? Like, the thing is, forget our human names. What would your leader name be?
Oh. Well, what would the organization of zombies be called? Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we would be the...
Like, yeah. Because the thing is, I'm calling them empire / factions /... I don't know, I feel like those are the coolest words that
I've found. What would the humans be called? Like, not like the revolution, or like something like that. Like, what would you call them?
I don't know. I mean, I would have to speak with my humans to see what they would want.
I know, but okay, have a little discussion and get back to me right now. I'm thinking too.
Oh, low-key, I don't know why, I just thought of, like, the corpses for you, because dead, I don't know, I thought of that. Is stamp a weird one?
Is who?
Stamp.
Stamp?
Stamp.
Why stamp?
Like, we're stamp.
Why are you stamp?
I don't know.
Oh, you just like stamp?
I don't know. Just, I actually, I'm not a really good namer, so
I
would
like
leave
something
it to my
with point at the end is good. Like, match point.
Match
stamp
point.
Stamp point. I don't know.
It's like...
I feel like,
IQ point. No. I don't know. Give me a minute to figure out. But I mean, like, you, personally. Like, what would you call yourself? As an, I am the leader of the zombies, my name is...
I liked corpse, but I feel like corpse already exists. Let me think of something else.
Oh, like, you want your name to be corpse? I thought your organization call it corpse.
No, like, because I don't know what to call the organization, but, like, me, like, you know, like, the...
Low-key, would you be corpse and I'd be husband? Like, my name would be, like, I am the leader of the humans, my name is husband.
Why would you
do that? I love it!
I'm obsessed. Being corpse husband.
No. I know, but I'm obsessed already. What about pineapple?
If you want me. Okay.
It's like the softy. Aluminum, gold, silver.
I feel like I'd want something with undead, but I feel like that's too obvious.
What's another word for blood? Hemoglobin?
Hemo? Is that not blood?
I don't know. Globin? Is Globin a cool name?
It's like
I don't
the
know.
The dark one.
Miss? Oh, that means something else. Never mind. Like, miss you? Like, I miss you?
Oh.
Like, miss, as in missing? Missing?
Oh.
Like, my name would be missing? No, but then that, I feel like,
yeah,
let me find you.
It has to be something that would, like, strike fear.
I have to strike fear with my name? Why not just our organization? What about ACT?
No, yeah, but...
Or ACT Point.
You like it?
I don't know. I'm just...
But do you know what I mean? Like, at least in his book I read, it's like the dark one.
Point Zero?
Do you like Point Zero?
Low-key, I feel like that's our organization's name, Point Zero.
Damn, I'm jelly. You got it already? Point Zero?
I think that's a... I mean, it's not like a... But it's just kind of like, we're Point Zero. Like, hey, let's head back to Point Zero. Or like, hey, yeah. We're
like
Point
the
Zero.
Name of the base, which is the name
of
the organization.
Which is like our base's name versus our organization name, Point Zero.
I'm jelly. I don't have anything.
Well, I mean, you know what? The thing is... It's okay, it's understandable, because, like, all your subjects don't really have... Like, I discussed with all my humans, and we came up with Point Zero.
Yeah, I'm all by myself.
You're all by yourself, because the zombies really don't contribute. They're just, like, brains.
But, like, no,
brains,
but do you actually know...
Brains.
What would you guys call me? You guys give me a name. Because the zombies were sporadic and unorganized, and all of a sudden... The Undertaking?
The Undertaking. It's like, yeah, the Undertaking's trying to fight back.
The Undertaking.
Do you like it?
I like that as the zombie organization name.
Yes, agree.
So who am I?
Okay, well, I'm not going to name you. I just named...
You guys name us.
I named your whole organization.
No, you weren't supposed to name the organization. You were supposed to name me, the one that got the zombies organized.
The Undertaker? I don't know.
What does that word mean?
I don't know, but just, I would, it's like, oh my god, the undertaking is like, they're trying to say, oh, it's the Undertaker. Like, I don't know, I just feel like that would be the vibe. I feel like that's what my humans would call you guys, and we named ourselves. I feel like, one, you put way too much responsibility on me. You're lucky I like naming shit. Like, you just took off all the responsibility of figuring out any name.
Because you guys would name me to know.
But you would never know what that name is, so you would have to come up with your own name.
They would call me Boss.
Oh.
You know? We got nothing but love for each other over at the Undertaking.
I feel like they would call you Corpse, bitch.
No, we got nothing but love at the Undertaking. They'd be like, hey, Boss.
Oh, shit.
I'd be like, yeah. I'm Boss.
Okay, so then you'd be the Undertaker and it's the Undertaking. Mm. I feel like it's really repetitive, but like, low-key, we didn't have a lot of time to figure out different names.
That's true.
We were in the middle of battle.
Yeah.
I mean, if I had to name you Nary, it's like, that's Cherries.
Cherries?
Would you like to be called Cherries?
No.
Okay. I don't know. I mean, we could come back to this and just kind of like...
I like this story.
Yeah, for real. We need to develop more.
Yes.
Oh my goodness. There's so much... So much drama. Thank God that fucker died.
Damn.
How dare...
He did it for you.
Fuck him. No. Nobody's gonna fucking try to drown. The thing is, because I understand if like... literally, the only other option where it's, like, it would have been okay, it's, like, literally, you know, we were running out, and, like, we were trying to figure out, and then, like, all of a sudden, I turned around to see you, and I literally see, like, them crashing out on the door, and, like, over, like, powering you, and I'm, like, fuck, like, she's already, like, fucking dying, so then I literally see them, like, I don't know, either rip you, to, or think that you were ripped to shreds, or see them bite you, and, like, overpass you, and I'm, like, fuck, like... I can't, and, like,
I would run.
I mean, I don't know, because they're still there. I mean, I can't, like, excuse me, zombies, let me go see how my best friend is. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like in that situation, I would run, because I still have a group of people with me. But if I were to see, like, if the thing is, if I had an opportunity, like, and I didn't see the zombies, I would run for you, obviously. And if this fucker tried to hold me back, I'd be like, bitch, first of all, I didn't even like you that much. You're not even that cute.
Honestly.
Stop, what the fuck are you doing? Like, I'm obviously stronger than you. I do not know why you have the upper hand right now. Like, excuse me and my 400 pounds are gonna go over there. Like, ugh! This guy pissed me off. I really just don't like him. What's his name? Tell me, did he even give us his real name? Probably Grant.
You called him Malik.
Ew, no, that's a cute name.
It was nice, right?
Give Malik to somebody else. Give Malik to a better character who's actually gonna survive. Malik died. Fuck, his name is Malik.
Yes. It stuck.
Malik died. It's okay. I met Felix. It's fine.
Oh, Felix?
I did.
Is your boy toy?
I don't know. Maybe. We'll see. We'll see if it sticks. I noticed.
I'm loyal to my zombie brethren.
Well, I mean, you can have zombie brethren until, like, there's gonna be one person.
No. Zombie brethren.
Ew.
Men are trash. I love my zombie brethren.
Agreed. That's why Felix...
You can have your Felix boy toy.
No, I mean, I just assumed that I would be lonely, and that I, like, since
I'm
I don't
lonely,
have you...
I have my zombie brethren.
Well, damn. The humans don't satisfy me like that. I need you. Once I find you, I break up with Felix.
No, enjoy Felix.
Why would I enjoy
bring
Felix?
Bring little babies into the world.
That's... I will bring... Literally, okay, literally what I will do is I will have children with Felix, and then Felix will die.
Nice.
From natural causes, and then we would raise my children together.
Nice.
Oh my god, my ideal world.
I love Pepe.
Okay, so...
What the Pepe?
Literally, I think we should stop here.
Yeah,
so, thank you so much for listening today, you guys. It is Monday. We're starting off on a good note. We know what our goals are, our aspirations are.
I enjoyed our story.
This...
I enjoyed it.
I enjoyed this so much. Like, if... Like, the thing is... We're gonna do this often.
Yeah, let's make up strange worlds.
Yeah, let's literally propose apocalyptic? Like, different versions of different universes.
Post-apocalyptic?
Yeah. Or pre.
Oh.
I mean, we could see. Or maybe, like, present.
Just a regular story.
Yeah.
Doesn't have to be any superpowers
let's
or zombies.
Let's see what happens.
Hell yeah.
Because our story really, like, took a turn. It developed. I like it.
Yeah, I really didn't think this is where that would go.
Me neither.
I really thought the whole time I was going to be like, I'll just die. But I was
no. You wanted to live now, and I'm so happy. That was my life goal.
Now I want to live with the zombies.
Yeah. And I will live with the zombies with you. Yeah, because eventually we'll figure out that there's, like, a whole corruption in the humans.
No, we'll get together.
Like, yeah, no, but the humans are corrupt. The humans are trash. They really humans are. Were the thing is, there was a subdivision, and like, I don't know who the fuck was in charge of that. Probably that one fucker that tried to overthrow me that one time, but it's okay.
Yeah.
They literally came up with their own, like, little subdivision, and they're, like, fucking corrupt, and they were trying to, like, manipulate the zombies Christoph. And use the ooh, Christoph? That fucker. How did I know?
That blonde fucker he with the scar like over Christoph. His eyebrow.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. I saw him as a redhead. How interesting.
Redhead?
But neither of us saw the brunette. How interesting.
Huh. Okay, I named him Christoph, so he's a redhead. Let me adopt that.
I mean, because then, if not, he's, like, from Frozen.
You're right. That's exactly who I was picturing.
Was it?
Pretty much. Yeah, no, you're right. Redhead.
I did imagine him as
represent the gingers.
Yeah, but, I mean, he's evil. So then he literally came up with this whole, like, sub-organization, and they were using the fucking zombies, man, as, like, I don't know, as dogs or experimenting on them. Yeah!
My brother is?
They were fucking up the zombies, and then we're like, fuck that. So then we literally tore down the whole human.
But this is once we decided to live
together. Yeah, this is, like, after, like, a few years. Like, my child's already born. Like, my child, like, my daughter, our daughter, like, already exists. Felix is long gone, you know.
You're right.
Excuse me. And whatchamacallit? And then we find out that there's, like, a point one, because we're point zero. And they literally named themselves point one. And they were trying to do a bunch of fucked up shit. And we're like, fuck this. And then you and me just go against everybody.
And then the zombies and the good humans
fight Loki, together. My child, is she the firstborn zombie?
She's a firstborn.
She's like a quarter zombie.
She is a quarter zombie.
What does that mean? Oh my god, what are her gifts? Oh my god, I can't wait till her gifts develop.
Is it gonna be like from Twilight? Like, if you're a zombie, you have a gift?
Zombie? Twilight?
In Twilight, if you become a vampire, sometimes you have a gift.
Well, I don't know about a gift, but just like, what are her skills? She was born! Oh,
strength and
she yummy, was literally born as it. What does that mean?
Immortality, maybe?
Probably.
We're still drifting. We okay. have to go.
Okay, so yeah, so thank you so much for listening today. Today is Monday. We know our goals. We know our aspirations. We're getting ready for the week. We're going to power through. We got this.
Yes.
Ready? See you guys on Wednesday.
Bye-bye.